Chapter 5. A Surprise Visit. Dr. Sloper came into the parlor half an hour later.
He has just visited us, Austin. What a pity you missed him,
Aunt Penniman exclaimed.
Who have I missed?
Asked Dr. Sloper.
Mr. Morris Townsend, the gentleman at Elizabeth's party who was so impressed with Catherine,
Mrs. Penniman added.
Oh, his name is Morris Townsend, is it?
The doctor said.
And did he come here to propose to you, Catherine?
Oh, Father,
murmured Catherine, turning towards the window.
I hope he won't do that without your permission,
said Mrs. Penniman graciously.
After all, my dear, he seems to have yours,
her brother answered.
The next time he comes, you should call me. He might like to see me.
Morris Townsend came again about 5 days later, but Dr. Sloper was away from home at that time. Catherine was with her aunt when the servant announced the young man.
This time it's for you. For you only,
Aunt Penniman said. So Catherine saw Morris Townsend alone, and the visit was a long one. He seemed more at ease this time. He was more familiar with the surroundings, which he observed carefully. When he talked to her, it made her think of a night in a poem. His eyes were solemnly beautiful, Catherine thought.
Tell me about yourself. Give me a little sketch,
Morris said. Catherine had very little to tell, and she had no talent for sketching. However, she told him of her passion for the theater and her love for operatic music, that of Bellini and Donizetti in particular. She also confessed that she was not fond of literature. Morris Townsend agreed with her that books were boring. He had been to places that he had read about, and they were not at all like the descriptions. During his travels, he had also seen important actors in the best theaters in London and Paris. But the actors were like the authors. They always exaggerated. He liked everything to be natural. Suddenly he stopped and looked at Catherine with his smile.
That's why I like you. You are so natural. You see, I am natural myself.
He began talking about music and said it was his great pleasure in life.
I sing a little myself,
he said.
Some day I will show you. Not today, but some other time.
He got up to go. Catherine could only think that some other time had a delightful sound. It seemed to indicate other meetings in the future. Catherine felt obliged to tell her father about Morris Townsend's visit. She announced the fact very suddenly and tried to leave the room quickly. Her father stopped her as she reached the door.
Well, my dear, did he propose to you today?
Catherine didn't like his comment. It made her unhappy. She wanted to give a clever answer, but she only stood by the door and gave a little laugh. The doctor said to himself,
my daughter is definitely not brilliant.
But no sooner had he made this reflection than Catherine found something to say.
Perhaps he will do it next time.
And she gave a repetition of her laugh as she quickly left the room.